Good morning, church. It's good to be back in Kimberling City again. Haven't seen you all since last year. I hope you all had a good Christmas, a good New Year's. As I prepared to speak on this subject this morning, I was thinking through the holidays, Christmas holidays, the hustle and the bustle and everything that was going on, and Christmas parties, and it's just, I read this text. The scripture reading this morning, it says, be still. I like to be still. You can ask my wife. A large group, parties like, I may go for a few minutes, an hour, but then I'm ready to go be myself. Be still. And that's, as I thought of this, as I looked at this text with the hustle and bustle that is going on in our world today, we've got to take time to be still. The noise that we are bombarded with on a daily basis, even. Seems like it wants to drive God away from us. It comes in between us. When we want to commune with Him, all the noise that we see every day, seemed like. The world today is filled with a constant noise. You know, most of us carry these little things around with us, and we usually have them up here. Sometimes I think we spend too much time with those things. We're filled with the constant noise of social media. We hold those little computers up to our ears so we don't miss anything. News cycles. We hear them almost immediately as they happen. The demands of our daily lives that we go through today. Sometimes we feel disconnected from that still small voice, the still small voice of God. We're bombarded with information on a daily basis. We hear opinions from people we don't maybe really want to hear from. We seldom have the time for that quiet reflection, that genuine connection that we need to have with our Creator. Today I want to look into being still. We're going to be looking at the key to hearing God's from God. It doesn't lie in the volume of our prayers, but it's in the stillness of our hearts that we need to listen. The topic is basically, if you want something for God, if you want to hear from God, then you must get quiet. You must be still. Let's go to the Lord in prayer one more time. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the Sabbath. We thank you for the opportunity of gathering together here in a warm place. And as we talk about still, being still and knowing who you are, may this message touch our hearts. Send your Holy Spirit, anoint me, Father, but anoint those that are listening, anoint their ears, that they may hear the words that you want them to hear, not the words that I speak, but the words that you want them to hear. Encourage them, strengthen them, and thank you for hearing our prayers, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Be still. We often rush through life with these distractions that we have. The noise around us. But in the stillness, we're encouraged to focus our minds away from the turmoil, the anxiety that we see. We need to be allowing God to speak to our hearts. And with all that noise, sometimes that noise gets in between us. As we apply this verse of Psalms 46:10, we need to apply these truths to our lives. We discover the significance of choosing to be intentional about our time with God. We can involve prayer, meditation, worship, or simply enjoy the beauty of creation. And all of this will guide us towards the awareness of the majesty of God. The act of being still brings us near to God. It allows us to witness the extraordinary ways that He works in and through each one of us. I know we have to consider the world we live in today. It's a world of constant communication, instant gratification, and it's the pursuit of the things of this world. Again, our phones buzz with notifications, a text message. This is happening, that's happening in the world. If we have our televisions on there blaring the opinions of the newscasters, trying to persuade us, to move us, our minds race with the anxieties of the things that are going on in the world today. Where in all of this chaos can we find space to truly listen to God's voice? The scripture tells us we have to be still in order to know God. The act of being still brings us near to God, allowing us to witness the ways that He works in and through us. the scripture, I believe, is a command from God. It isn't just a suggestion for us to be still. God is telling us, be still. Listen and know that I am God. It's an invitation to intentionally set aside the noise of this world. It's to set and create a space for God to be able to sit and speak to us. Have you ever tried to listen to someone in a noisy room? They try to whisper to you. You can't hardly hear them because of the noise around. You have to intentionally move away from the noise so you can hear what they're trying to tell you. Our spiritual lives are no different. We must intentionally create moments of stillness to hear God's whispers. God's whispers of guidance, His whispers of love, His whispers of comfort that He wants to give to us. You know, many times we go through difficult decisions that we have to make. Many times we will pray and pray, and still we're not truly know what God is wanting to tell us. And then we take the time to go and get away from all the distractions. We go and become still. You're finally able to quiet your mind and open your heart to God, to listen to what He's saying. And it's in this stillness that we receive the clarity and the direction that we've been seeking. I know I don't have much time. We see examples of individuals who encountered God in moments of stillness and solitude. I think of Moses. He met God at the burning bush. He met Him in Mount Sinai. I think about Elijah. He had the mighty victory, but then he found himself running for his life, consumed by fear. He sought God on a mountaintop. But he wasn't in any of that. He was in the still, small voice that He wants to give to us as well. Even Christ withdrew to be alone, to pray with His Father, connect with His Father. He needed that stillness, that quietness. John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice. They know them, and I know them, and they follow Me." This is the importance of recognizing and responding to God's voice. But how can we hear His voice if we're constantly surrounded by the noise of this world? Are we truly listening for the shepherd's voice? Are we attuned to His guidance, to His correction, to His love? Psalm 27:14 tells us, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Waiting implies stillness. It implies patience. It implies a willingness to listen. Waiting is an active posture of expectation. It's of trusting that God will speak in His own time and in His own way to each one of us. So how can we cultivate this stillness? It's not about escaping the world entirely, but we need to create pockets of quiet time amidst the chaos that we live in today. And we all are in chaos from time to time. We need to schedule quality time, a daily quiet time with God. We have to schedule appointments with our doctors and so forth and things going on. We need to schedule time with our Creator to spend time with Him. We need to schedule time for prayer, meditation, and Bible reading. Question, how much time do you need to give to our Creator each day? Do you know what the average time spent in prayer is per day, today? I Googled it the other day. It's just under 5 minutes per day. That's not very much time to be in communion with our Creator. One in five people spend more than 5 minutes per day in prayer. Is 15, 20 minutes a day enough time? An hour? I can't give you a number. But when Jesus comes and we are in heaven, how much time will we give Him then? We need to find a quiet place, a place where we can be alone, free from distractions. It could be a room in your house. The Bible says, go into the closet. It can be at a park where it's quiet. Maybe even your car. When I had my business in Kentucky and Tennessee, I traveled a lot. And that was my quiet time. I know my wife likes to turn the radio on and listen to gospel music, but I like the quiet time. And that's many times I've been riding along and I says, you know, and I've got to speak the next Sabbath, and I would say, God, what do I need to talk about? And then listen as I drove. Thoughts would start coming to my mind. The Holy Spirit would start working. And that's what we need to do. We need to let the Holy Spirit work in our lives. Sit and listen. The Holy Spirit's going to tell you what you need to do. We need to draw near to our Creator in nature, to see Him there, to learn Him. We need to practice silence. Again, coming up this morning, 2 hours driving time, I didn't get to have my peace and quiet. Yeah. We need to engage with Scripture. We need to read and meditate on God's Word. If we spend the time, quiet time, read a verse and say, okay, God, what do you want me to learn from this? The Holy Spirit's going to start talking to you and telling you, this is what it means. This is what you need to hear. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is living and active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. We read the scripture in the spirit of quiet contemplation. As we read it, the Holy Spirit is going to illuminate the words, revealing their deeper meaning to us so we can apply them to our lives. We should pray expectantly. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and it will be opened to you. We need to approach God with expectation, knowing that He wants to draw near to us. He wants to speak with each one of us. It's amazing. The Creator of this world wants to commune with us, us poor, sinful human beings. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call to me, and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things that you do not know. The Creator of this world will commune with us. He is going to tell us of hidden things if we're quiet and listen. We have to be truly listening when we call. Are we open to receiving the great and hidden things that God has prepared for us? Are we too busy making our own plans and our own desires to listen? There are obstacles that can prevent us from hearing God. Some of those obstacles are unconfessed sin. We talked a little bit about it in Sabbath school this morning. Sin creates a barrier between us and God. Sin separates. We must confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. Do we hold on to unforgiveness? Does bitterness and resentment block our ability to receive God's love and His guidance? What about worldly distractions? We talked about the barrage of information, the entertainments that is available today. It can numb our spiritual senses. Pride can blind us to the need for God's help and wisdom. Fear can paralyze us and prevent us from taking steps that God is calling us to take. James 1:22 reminds us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Hearing God's voice is not enough. We must obey His commands as well and put His teachings into practice. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to sanctify the Lord in our hearts and be ready always to give an answer to anyone who asks us why we have this hope. When we cultivate a quiet heart, we are better equipped to share our faith with those around us. James 4, verse 8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The closer we draw to God in quietness and prayer, the more clearly He will hear His voice and experience His presence in our lives. You know, you don't notice it so much anymore. Used to when we had the old car radios, you know, you try to dial a station in and you get static, and then you'd hit that sweet spot and man, it'd come in clear. When you got that, you're the same as with God. When you got that correct frequency, you can hear things clearly. We must tune our hearts to the frequency of God's voice. We need to quiet our minds, focus our attention, and open ourselves to His presence. We will receive blessings by hearing God's voice to us. We open ourselves up to a world of blessings. We receive guidance and directions when we listen to what God has to say. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God will guide us in the paths of righteousness. He will give us peace and comfort when we're going through those storms, when we're going through those trials. God's presence brings a peace that surpasses all understanding. We need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We listen to God's voice, we gain wisdom and understanding. By obeying God's voice, it empowers us to stand firm in our faith and share it with others. God strengthens us to overcome challenges that come in our lives. God will fill us with joy and hope. James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The more we listen, the closer we grow to Him. My challenge to you this week is to create moments of silence. Let's turn off the noise. Let's find a quiet place. Let's open our hearts to God. Let's ask Him to speak to us and let us be prepared to listen. We need to embrace the discipline of silence. We need to make it a priority to spend time each day in quiet stillness and listening for God's voice. You know, as you do this, you're going to discover a deeper intimacy with Him. We will get a greater understanding of His will. We'll have a better understanding of life as it is transformed by His love. I hope that each one of you today will renew a commitment in this new year. You know, as Lorenzo said, you know, maybe Christ will come this year. It'd be nice if he would. I'm about ready. I'm ready, getting ready from all of this noise that we have around us. Commit to being still and to knowing that he is God. Our closing hymn is 501, The Blessed Hour of Prayer. We need to think about the time we need to spend with God in prayer. We need to let him know about our wishes, our wants. We need to cast upon him every care that we have. 501, just the Blessed Hour of Prayer.